If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Director of Public Safety for the Bloomingdale Police Department is Frank Giammarisi. Frank, what the heck's going on with this urban exploration trend?
That's a great question. It seems like a large amount of people are following some type of TikTok trend, and there's some type of fascination, or they're intrigued by an old hotel, Indian Lakes Resort in Bloomingdale. So we're kind of dealing with that issue of people coming out there. It's been vacant since 2021. And the village of Bloomingdale now currently owns that property, and it just seems to be a trend where people are trying to come and enter that building. But the unfortunate thing is they're doing it illegally. Obviously, they can't be there. It's trespassing, and they're also damaging property and breaking into this vacant resort from the days of old.
And apparently, this is all part of the urban exploring trend that people are following on TikTok. In fact, there's a whole page dedicated to urban exploration, which seems kind of cool, but it's not just kids. It's adults as well, right?
Yeah, we found adults, teenagers, you know, people of all walks of life seem to be following that TikTok information or that trend. So that's something that we're dealing with. You know, unfortunately, we've had to charge people either with a citation or criminally for breaking into this vacant hotel, which is now the property of our town. So that's kind of the trade-off, is people are taking this chance to come see it, but we're trying to really step up our game, and we want, because it's a safety issue. This place has been vacant for years, and we don't want to see someone get hurt on that property.
Well, and you're finding people on top of the roof, right?
That is correct, yeah. And people, you know, they've been posting videos, and we quickly identify those who are involved in that. But, yeah, it would be a shame if someone fell through a roof that's, you know, there hasn't been work done on that place in several years, and we would hate for someone to get injured or worse at that property. It's not in the right condition for people to be there, and that's something that we're dealing with on a consistent basis right now.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's just kind of falling apart. I saw that with Pheasant Run in St. Charles, where, you know, it just starts falling apart. You have to eventually take it down. What is the eventual plan for that?
Well, there's going to be some public hearings with our community. There have been people who have attempted to rehab it, and there's still possibly an option there. But if not, there's going to be some more discussion between our elected officials, our mayor, and the community to see what the next step is, and who knows where that may go. It may be at one point residential, or it may be if someone comes up with the money to rehab it and they want to put the money into it, that's always an option. But right now, it's kind of at a stalemate until we figure out from the community and the elected officials of what the next step is going to be.
Because it was a star destination back in the day, right, for Bloomingdale?
Oh, yeah. It was incredible. It was awesome. It was the great golf courses. They had two of them at one point. A very nice country club in a residential area. But, you know, through time, and we had some unfortunate incidents there back in 2021 after the COVID. We had some incidents there, and eventually the hotel had to shut down, or the resort had to shut down. So, yeah, back in the day in the 80s, 90s, and even in the early 2000s, it was a nice place to go.
And have you talked to other local police departments or police departments across the nation who are running into the same issue with people trespassing at these broken down buildings or old, you know, hotels just because they're following this TikTok trend?
Yeah, our investigators have been following up on these cases, and they have communicated that with other communities and other towns throughout our country that have been dealing with the same thing. You know, we want to make it safe, so we've posted more no trespassing signs. We have more security on site. We have more police presence. So we're just trying to we don't want someone to get hurt or something silly to happen, and that's why we're pretty aggressive in our social media approach and letting people know that they should not come to that property at this point.
Well, I love that you're aggressive in it because nobody else seems to be talking about it. And when I saw your social media post, I thought, finally, a police department that's stepping up and saying, hey, stop this. We're going to charge you. And the fact that you said you went back and checked videos that people are posting, I'm amazed that people post the things they do and aren't found liable for their actions because they are very, very clearly on videotape doing what is illegal.
Correct. Yeah. And we've located several of those people, and we've cited many if we have, you know, they could lead to charges of burglary, criminal trespass, and those type of things. So criminal damage to property, there's been many windows broken, doors broken to gain access. So again, we just want to be fair to people, but on the flip side, we have a job to do, and we want to keep people out of there and keep our community safe and that property safe, and that's our intent.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Frank. We appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. You have a great night. Take care.
Frank Giamarisi, he's the Director of Public Safety of the Bloomingdale Police Department.